Congratulations, listeners. Whether you passed this test or not, you all survived your encounter with Belsnickel. Today, you may not be so lucky. Today's creature's test has much higher stakes for failure. Remember Grilla and the U lads? You know, Grilla from last year, the Icelandic Christmas ogres who love to play pranks and eat naughty children? Well, I'll remind you in the Christmas special, but today we're not talking about them. We're talking about their cat. While new clothes are a common gift here in the U.S., in Scandinavian countries, they're given as part of a crucial tradition. If you worked hard all year, the surplus you earned could be used to buy new clothes. This was perfect, since all that hard work probably did a number on your old clothes. From children to hard-working grown men, everyone needs, not wants, but needs, new clothes at Christmas, and the Jólagötturin is why. If you had not worked hard and earned your new clothes, you can sleep peacefully on Christmas Eve, if you've worked hard and earned your new clothes, you can sleep peacefully on Christmas Eve, but if you've been lazy, beware. In the deep blackness of night before Christmas, you may be listening for the twinkling of Santa's sleigh bells. You may hear the deep, piercing hiss of the Jólagötturin instead. At first, like anyone else, you may dismiss this as just the wind until you see the massive yellow eyes break the darkness. As your eyes adjust, you can just make out the outline of the feline figure the size of a house. And hear its hissing and heavy breathing. The hair along its spine raises like sharpened spears. The lithe figure leans closer and sniffs you suspiciously, its breath ruffling your clothing, and if nothing in your outfit is new, snap! Shark-like rows of white needle teeth will turn you into a Christmas feast for the Jólagötturin. In Scandinavian countries in the Middle Ages, laborers were actually paid in wool. This helped to create the thick, warm clothing that was so crucial to life in such cold climates. Employers at wool farms may have actually created the Yule Cat to punish laziness and encourage workers to meet their quota. This same work ethic was then passed down to their children in the same story both my mother and my mother-in-law get my husband and I new clothes for Christmas every year. So I know I'm covered, but what about you? You still have more than a week to snag that ugly Christmas sweater or matching PJs for your whole clan. But if your Christmas budget is busted, there's still a way to avoid being eaten by a demonic Christmas cat. Jólagötturin is forgiving of those with a generous spirit. Donate some of your clothes, belongings, or even your time to the less fortunate, and the cat may see that you are worthy. But be sure that you do it to help others and not just to avoid punishment. The Yule Cat is too clever to be fooled by such a simple trick, and it will still be down the hatch for you. It's a little grim, but that's okay. We'll lighten things up next week in our final episode before Christmas by covering everybody's favorite Christmas grouch, the Grinch. What? Nikki, I thought everybody's favorite Christmas grouch was Ebenezer Scrooge. Well, yeah, but I did him last year, so he's going to be in this year's Christmas special. So this year's favorite grouch is the Grinch, the grouchy, grouchy, grumpy green Grinch. So you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next week when we cover the Grinch.